wanted to share with the audience an excerpt out of Revelation that I was listening to in my car on the way to the office. It's actually Revelation 4, verses 2 through 8, and I wanted to share the whole segment with you because it gives you a sense of what audio theater really looks like, sounds like, feels like, and is experienced like. And so listen to this, and hopefully it will be an inducement for you to get the Word of Promise, 5 books of John, if you haven't done so already. Again, available for your gift. Listen to this.
Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardius stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne, in appearance like an emerald. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads. And from the throne proceeded lightning, thundering, and voices. 7 lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. Before the throne, there was a sea of glass like crystal. And in the midst of the throne and around the throne were 4 living creatures full of eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion. The second living creature, like a calf. The third living creature had a face like a man. And the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. The 4 living creatures, each having 6 wings, were full of eyes around and within, and they do not rest day or night.
Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.
Wow. Yeah, and as the written and spoken words are metaphorical and symbolic, in other words, not to be taken in a woodenly literal way, so the dramatic audio effects are to be understood as metaphor and symbol. Of course, you have this incredible vision in your mind as you listen to this audio theater. The setting is a heavenly courtroom, and the judge is sitting on the throne, and the martyrs of Christ are the plaintiffs. The 24 elders are the representative assembly of the royal priesthood, the church. The lightnings, the thunderings, the voices echo the events that go all the way back to the Old Testament Mount Sinai, the place of God establishing a covenant with Israel. But here, the lightning and thunder represent the establishment of a new covenant. Jerusalem, of course, in context has been accused and about to be found guilty and condemned. And the remainder of Revelation fleshes that out. We also hear, as we listen, echoes of Ezekiel. In many ways, Revelation is almost a complete recapitulation of Ezekiel, from the 4 living creatures to the mark on the foreheads of the saints. From Gog and Magog to the river of the water of life, and even that but scratches the surface. But memory affects every part of our being, and so when you hear this and you picture it, the sounds, the experience in total helps impress what's going on your mind, so that you might not just hear or listen, but actually comprehend. Again, 5 books of John available for your gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute. If you don't have it, it is life transformational. It's why I put this special offer together. Again, all this month for your gift, you can get your copy on the web, equip.org, via the mail, Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as always, resource consultants are standing by 888-7000 and the letters CRI.